This is VOA News by remote. I'm Kenny. Our lead story at this hour remains what it's been for far too long. It is the sad story of a deadly assault on the world and its people, the coronavirus pandemic. It has now caused more than 2.8 million infections worldwide. Johns Hopkins University puts the mounting COVID-19 death toll at close to 198,000. Cases here in the United States, over 905,000, with just under 52,000 lives lost, the most anywhere. Still, some American states, including Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma, have begun a limited reopening of their economies. The state of Alaska is paving the way for restaurants, retail, and other businesses to open their doors with limits in place. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is allowing golf and boating to resume, but she's extended her stay-at-home order through the middle of May. There is so far no movement toward an opening up of economies by state compacts, which have pledged a joint response to the virus outbreak. One of those groups includes Massachusetts, a hotspot, where the number of COVID-19 cases is climbing toward 51,000, third highest in the country, with more than 2,500 deaths. Also in that compact is New York, which yesterday said its latest daily loss of lives was 422, the fewest since early March. But the total numbers in New York have been staggering, more than 271,000 cases and over 21,000 deaths. Elsewhere in the world, India has announced an easing of its shutdown that affects 1.3 billion people. India has had 24,000 infections with 780 reported deaths. India's neighborhood shops are being reopened, but the decree on movements does not apply to hundreds of quarantine towns and other areas hardest hit by the outbreak. Sri Lanka is tightening its lockdown, trying to juggle public health against the well-being of its shutdown economy. Via remote, this is VOA News. France says it will end its nationwide lockdown on May 11th, just shy of 2 months after it began. Parents can choose whether or not to send their children back to school. Spain, with 22,500 coronavirus deaths, the most in Europe, is easing its ban on outdoor activities this weekend. Belgium is allowing hospitals to perform non-COVID-related care beginning on May 4th. Bars and restaurants can reopen for business on June 8th. Britain is holding to its extended lockdown as the COVID-19 hospital death toll in the UK fast approaches the 20,000 mark. It is being called one of the worst days of his presidency. Reference point, Donald Trump's effort yesterday to walk back his suggestion a day earlier that the fight against the coronavirus should perhaps include the use of a disinfectant injected or ingested into the body. He told reporters his remarks were taken out of context, that he was being sarcastic. A video recording of his words showed that was not the case. When he asked his virus task force coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, if the use of disinfectant or ultraviolet light as COVID-19 therapeutics should be investigated, she responded she had never heard of that. Among other reactions prompted by Mr. Trump's words, warnings from the Surgeon General, the makers of Lysol and Clorox, and health officials across the country, all warning that the misuse of disinfectants could have fatal results. Rather than face more questions about all this, Mr. Trump abruptly ended the news briefing after 22 minutes without taking questions. Critics call the incident an example of the president's disdain for science. Nobel Prize-winning physicist Stephen Chu said, quote, "This isn't science, it's something else." White House spokesman Judd Deere fired back, arguing that any suggestion that the president does not value scientific data or the important work of scientists is patently false. For the 10th straight day, China, where the pandemic began, is reporting no deaths and only 12 new cases, 11 of them from outside the country. And South Korea continues its run of days when new cases have been under 20. The latest count is 10. Large-scale testing is credited with helping South Korea hold down its cases. Adequate testing remains an issue in many parts of the United States. About 4.7 million COVID-19 tests have been administered so far in a nation of 330 million people. Researchers at Harvard University say a 500,000 tests a day or more are needed before the American economy can be safely reopened. At the Vatican, Pope Francis is calling on people to pray for funeral home workers, saying what they do is so heavy and so sad, and they really feel the pain of the pandemic. The U.S. Navy is recommending the reinstatement of the aircraft carrier captain fired for sending an email pleading for faster action to protect his crew from the coronavirus. The chief of naval operations, Admiral Mike Gilday, says Captain Brett Crozier should be given back the command of his aircraft carrier, the Theodore Roosevelt. More news at voanews.com online. There is a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app as well. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.